Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, open your mind, open your heart to the unexpected direction that I'm taking you into unprecedented favor and blessing as you obey my voice, yield to my spirit, and submit to my word. Take my yoke upon you. Be willing to learn of me, even those things that never occurred to you before, or that you've not anticipated I would do next, for my ways are not your ways. For I find joy in revealing myself in unexpected moments and in unexpected ways in your life. Through this unveiling, you as a king and a priest in my kingdom will have the opportunity to actively participate in my unfolding plan, for you will not exclude yourself with wrong ideas and wrong thinking about how I do, what I do, and what happens next. Remember, you are bound to Christ and have authority over all the works of the enemy. I am dismantling all illegitimate authority in your life and raising you up to reclaim that which you supposed was lost, and to fulfill those dreams that you didn't understand in the first place. For I am faithful and true to those who humble themselves to the leadership of my Holy Spirit. Those who pressured you and confined you with their limited thinking will be shown to be mistaken. Where they see dead ends, I stand waiting to bring you forward. Don't wait for a grand display of my glory. Rather, walk in the glory already present within you. It's a powerful force yearning to be released. Embrace this birthing process. As you enter a room, silently declare, I release the glory here. Witness the extraordinary unfold before you. People might inexplicably depart, while others, like Philip encountering the Ethiopian eunuch, will be drawn to you in meaningful conversation. You recognize darkness, but understand this, I am radiating my light through your very being, through your words and through your testimony. You are chosen not by happenstance, but as a tool for rescuing the seemingly unredeemable. Your commission is real and immediate. Be ready to act. Let the gifts I pour into you flow outward, becoming a beacon for those lost in darkness. You are called to illuminate desolate places, says the Father, and know this, I will forever be by your side, unwavering in my support. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.